Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is an interview with Stella C. Louie on April 23, 1982, by Munson Kwok and Eugene Moy in San Luis Obispo at their Lincoln Street home. Tape number one, I'm Munson Kwok. April 23rd, 1982.
Well, why don't you start off by giving us that little bit of background about your parents that you mentioned.
About my parents?
Uh-huh. Yeah, your father.
Well, of course, everything is hearsay, mm-hmm. naturally. But anyway, as I understand it, my father came from Canton, really at Sunning. The reason I know so well at Sunning, because when we were children, we never were taught Chinese, and we lived in Napa County, see, and no Chinese there, just two Chinese families. And when we got to Oakland, moved up to Oakland, all the Chinese, old fellow Chinese, you know, ask us kids, I was just a little kid, where you come from? Where's your father from? We were dumb. We didn't know where it was. So when finally Dad found out what was going on, he drilled it in our head. He made us repeat it over and over. He said, "Sunning Luktun, Lochin, Sunning Luktun." Oh, he made us learn it, you know, so that we would never forget it. So anytime after that, anybody asked us, that's what we would repeat it, you know, myself and my younger brother, who was closest to me. So that's how we learned where he came from. And
you say he came over probably here, and about when?
During the gold rush, I guess. Uh-huh. He was a sort of an adventurous sort, and he had mm-hmm. itchy feet. He wanted to go. He just wanted to go every place. I guess I take it after him. And he didn't like to be regimented. What he mostly liked to do was go fishing and fool around like that.
Oh, that's
But
a lot
anyway,
of fun.
He raised us. There were seven of us mm-hmm. in the family. And but maybe that's ahead of the story. Maybe I should say that he met my mother in San Francisco. Mm. And as far as we know, she was born in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. We never really knew, but that was what was given as her birthplace.
Did you know your dad's surname?
Hmm?
His surname?
Her name was, I can't remember now. I can't remember what it was.
What is your father's family name?
Chan.
Chan?
Yeah.
Chan.
Or Chin. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they say Chan, sometimes Chin, sometimes Chin. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of I think Chin is right.
When you grew up, you were Stella Chin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I've forgotten what my mother's family name was. No, I couldn't tell you. I don't remember what her Chinese name was at all. She always went by an American name, you know. Mm-hmm. And then
what was her American name?
Well,
you don't remember
she was
that
called
either.
Jenny.
Jenny.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And Dad, when he came over here, he was Americanized. Yeah. So instead of going by the name of Chin, he changed it to Chandler, because his Chinese name was Chin Tla, mm-hmm. in Chinese. So he just made it Chandler, and that's what we always went by.
What first name did he use?
Frank.
Frank Chandler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's as American as you can
yeah.
get. Did he learn English right away? Did you know? Did mm-hmm. How good was his English?
Oh, his English was good. He spoke English and Chinese and Mexican too.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's a pretty smart man.
He must have worked with Mexicans then.
Well, when he went down to, he spoke Japanese for a while too.
Oh.
He eventually wound up in El Paso, Texas, and that's when he, I guess learned to speak Spanish. But he can read. He read American papers naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And he could read Chinese papers.
Mm-hmm.
And he was Mexican papers too, Spanish papers too.
What sort of business was he involved in?
Different kinds of businesses. He when we were in Napa, he had a cherry orchard for one thing. That was too much work. So then he started raising some chickens, and I guess that was too much work too. Oh, and then he was a good cook. Then he did cooking. But then he had a restaurant or two.
Did he have the whole family helping him too in these businesses?
No. When we were living in Napa, he had this restaurant, and my older brother was old enough to help him in the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't like that. It was too much work, too.
You said there were seven in the family. How many brothers and sisters?
Oh, there was seven altogether, but one died, and then we had six. We all grew up six. There was four boys and two girls.
Oh.
But all the boys are gone now, just us two girls left.
Uh-huh. Were you the youngest ones?
Hmm?
Were you the youngest in the family?
No, I was a third. Three. Really the fourth.
Uh-huh.
Because one of the older ones is the ones that died when he was an infant child.
As children, how long were you in Napa County? Did you grow up and go to school mostly there? Or?
Well, I was really born in St. Helena.
Uh-huh.
But when I was 18 months old, they moved to Napa. Of course, naturally, I don't remember nothing about that. But anyway, we lived in Napa until I was about, I guess I was about 11 or 12 years old when we moved to Oakland.
Mm-hmm. You remember going to school?
Then from Oakland, we lived in Oakland for a little while, and then apartment house we lived in burned down, so then we moved to Berkeley, and that's where we still have the house in Berkeley.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my.
I don't have any interest in it. We turned it all over to my sister.
I see.
And my sister gave it to her son.
Mm-hmm. Whereabouts in Berkeley?
In Berkeley, in South Berkeley, on really 67th Street.
I see.
You know, the San Pablo. 67th, one block east of San Pablo is the line where this is Oakland
close
and that's
Oakland,
Berkeley.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
And we're just on the Berkeley side.
Uh-huh. And that was the family house?
Yeah, that's where we all...
Would you reckon how many years ago you first got the house?
It was in 1909, I think.
1909.
Yeah, about 09,
You remember anything about going to school when you were a child? Maybe a one-room school?
The usual
school
thing.
Or,
nothing special about
yeah,
it.
You played
I started when we were in Napa.
Mm-hmm.
Went to old Lincoln School in Napa. But nothing unusual about it.
Played with the American kids?
No,
just a normal.
Didn't seem to make any difference then.
Didn't make anything difference, yeah.
Well, what kind of neighborhood did you have, though?
Hmm?
What kind of kids neighborhood did you have? Did you have mostly American kids, or were there Chinese, other Chinese?
No, I was, the school in Berkeley where I went to school, I was the only Chinese there. Myself and my brother, younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
We were the only Chinese in the whole school. Yeah. But when we were in Oakland, I went to the Lincoln School in Oakland, there was lots of Chinese there.
Lincoln was an elementary school?
Hmm?
Lincoln was an elementary school?
Yes, uh-huh.
And then what other schools did you go after that? Junior high and high school?
No, I didn't get to high school. They gave up on me.
Oh, I can't believe that.
No, I quit. As soon as I got through grammar school, I went to work.
When you came down to Berkeley, did you ever take any Chinese school?
No, there were no Chinese schools then in Berkeley.
I see.
No.
Yeah.
We lived all among the American people. There were no.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Okay. Did you find that the family encouraged the boys to go to school
and not
the girls?
Everybody went to school. All the family went to school.
Okay, but they didn't encourage the boys versus the girls more than the...
No, they tried to get all of them to go
on
the school, but none of us got very far, except my sister. She went to college. She went to Cal. Then she went to Hawaii. She was going to go to... She was going to go get her master's degree in Hawaiian, mm-hmm. at Hawaii, and then go to China to teach.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she went to the islands, and she was there, I think, one semester. And when summer came, her roommate was from Shanghai, and she was going to go home for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister thought, well, it was a good idea. She would go and look it over. So while she was on the boat, they were on the boat going over, she met the Far East manager of Sherwin-Williams Paint Company.
Mm-hmm.
And he persuaded her to quit school and go come over and work for him. So that's what she did.
In China?
No, he was American.
Oh, yeah.
He was a Far East representative for Sherwin-Williams Paint Company.
In China? Or
in Shanghai.
In Shanghai.
Yeah.
This was probably back, what, in the 30s, 1930s or so?
Oh, that's in the 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is the sister that's now in Taiwan today?
Mm-hmm.
This is the sister that's in Taiwan today?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's the only sister I have.
Uh-huh.
And from Sherwin-Williams then, somehow or another, she met Madam. Madam liked her.
Uh-huh.
So... persuaded her to go to work for her, and she'd been with her all the rest of the time.
I see. This is during the war years, even in China,
yes,
that
sister
worked for them.
She was with them when they went from Shanghai. They went to Nanking. They went
mm-hmm.
up to Chongqing.
Mm-hmm.
And then she, when they left for Taiwan, she was on the last train going out of Chongqing back to Shanghai.
Mm.
See, her husband stayed in Shanghai. He was with the with a bank there, big
mm-hmm.
outfit there. I've forgotten which one it was now.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he stayed in Shanghai, and he commuted between Shanghai and Chongqing while she was up there.
Mm-hmm.
But so when suddenly they left for Taiwan, they bumped somebody off the train to get her on the train to go to Shanghai.
Oof.
So some unfortunate
mm-hmm.
couldn't go. But anyway, they got her on this train, and I guess that's the privilege of having people, having friends up where you need them.
Most fortunate. And your sister did what sort of work for the Madam Chang?
She was her American secretary.
American secretary.
Yeah, personal secretary.
And even to this day, she's still in that capacity?
Well, today she is not holding that kind of a job. What she does now in Taiwan is whenever there's any business to be transacted from Madam, she
mm-hmm.
goes down to that office and takes care
okay.
of it. When they have letters or communications from her, they always bring it to her,
mm-hmm.
and she, you know, works accordingly. They keep the office open. They just keep an office girl there.
Did she ever reunite with her husband?
Hmm?
Did she ever reunite with her husband?
Did she really?
Get back together with her husband?
Oh, yes, yes.
Shanghai.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Well, when she... when that's why she went back to Shanghai from Chongqing, because
mm-hmm.
he was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she got back to Shanghai, she got a boat.
Mm-hmm.
That came over and stayed with me here for a while until he came over.
Mm-hmm.
Then he finally came on. They thought that this outfit that he was with thought that they could work with the communists, but they found out they couldn't do it. He was really with a British company.
I see.
They found out it wasn't possible, so he came on over too. And then they stayed here. They were here, and then Madam was over here too, back east somewhere. And she, when she was going to go back to Taiwan, we went up to San Francisco Airport to see her when she changed planes. And she sent word down she wanted to see Pearl. So we went up there, and she wanted, persuaded her to go back to work with her, go back to Taiwan, work with her. So Pearl said, well, she would, but what about her husband, you know? So she said, so Madam says, well, I'll let you know, I'll communicate with you. So when she went back, they created some sort of a job for him, some kind of coordinating job. So then they went back.
They're happy there. Does your sister Pearl ever think about coming back to the United States, maybe?
No, they don't want to come back. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place.
I'd like them to come back, but they...
They've been away for so long.
Yeah.
Going back to the old days, as you were growing up, you folks speak Chinese in the home, or was it mostly English, or what?
You mean at my home?
In your home with your father and your mother when you were growing up?
He never taught us Chinese.
I see.
We all spoke English.
So you all spoke English.
Yeah.
And your mother could speak English pretty well also.
She spoke English, and she, in fact, for a long time, she taught English to Chinese.
Oh. Privately in the home, or did she do it for
privately.
A church? Or
yeah, took private
lessons.
Pupils, yeah.
Yeah. Your family is old enough. Do you ever remember any experiences with the San Francisco earthquake?
No. A very ordinary family.
Yeah.
Nothing special.
The earthquake didn't affect you or anything like
no,
that?
No, we were in Napa during the earthquake.
Oh, is that so?
And the funny thing about that was that at that time, Dad had a little, tried out having a little, one of the little corner stores, you know, that they have on the sidewalk stores. He had one like that, see. And weekends he would come home. Every other weekend he'd come home, see, for the weekend. Well, this weekend was not the regular weekend for him to come home. But for some reason he came home. That was a funny thing about it. For no reason at all, he came home when he wasn't supposed to, and that was when the earthquake occurred.
Yeah, mostly he was, the sidewalk stand was in San Francisco then?
Yes.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Boy, that was the most fortunate thing.
That was a very unusual thing.
How did he commute between Napa and San Francisco?
Oh, ferry boat. The ferry boat came into Vallejo, and then from Vallejo to Napa, where there was a train. Electric train.
Oh.
And this electric train stopped half a block from our house. See, so he would commute that way.
Did your family have a car?
Car? Nobody had a car those days.
Well, even after you were in Oakland?
Yeah, after we were in Oakland, my brother had a car and he ran a jitney, one of those nickel jitney things.
Yeah.
And from then on, we always were associated with cars.
Even though you spoke mostly English in the home, did you keep any Chinese customs, like the New Year or?
Nope.
All Americanized?
We didn't have, I didn't know nothing about Chinese New Year till I came to San Luis.
Is that right? Learned it from Charlie, his family.
No.
So your food that you ate in the home was Americanized too, right?
Well, mostly, yeah.
Mostly.
We did have rice quite a bit, you know.
Uh-huh. Your mother didn't cook much Chinese-style things?
No, it's about a 50-50 deal, I guess. Yeah.
Or how about things like herbs and
no,
medicines?
No, we didn't know anything about
those. When you were sick, you weren't given any of these?
Only kind of herbs we knew about was ginger.
Yeah, that is... Well, I guess moving ahead a little bit, I guess now you're in a teenage and you have gone to school and then the school is finished. What'd you do then? Did you stay in the home with your mother? You went to work.
Yeah.
Well, what sort of things did you do?
Well, the first thing I did was a mother's helper. Well, I was only 14.
Mm.
And so the first job I got was as a mother's helper. Boy, that was really something. I was polishing some silver today, and I sit there thinking about that first job I had, mother's helper, polishing all the silverware. Oh, brother. It was an 8-month-old baby, and I had to take care of the baby, and I did all the baby's washing and washed all the dishes. And first day I went to work, every dish in the place was dirty. She had stacked it all up and saved it all up for me to come and wash.
Oh, my. This is a Caucasian family, I guess?
Yeah, Swedish.
Swedish.
Norwegian, I guess, or something like that. Because for lunch every day, I got a can of fish balls.
Mm-hmm. Which city was this in?
Huh?
Which city was this in?
That was in Berkeley.
Berkeley.
Yeah, they lived up in Piedmont.
Oh, yes. One of the finer communities over there.
And then from there, I went into the dry goods business. I didn't last very long. I'm not much good at homework, you know. So anyway, then I got a job over in a dollar store in San Francisco.
National Dollar Store?
Yeah,
dollar store
up on Market Street.
Oh, that's
Then I was there
amazing.
Quite a while. And then when I left there, I went to work for a dry goods place in Oakland.
Do you recollect what you were earning about that time for doing
what
the work?
What I was...
Earning? How much? Yeah.
Oh, when I first started to work, when I was the mother's helper, I got $15 a month.
Hmm.
Then when I went to work at the dollar store, I got $3 a week.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went to work in Oakland, I got a raise. I got $5 a week.
Oh, yeah.
And I brought home, out of $3 a week, I took home two and a half, and I got 50 cents a week for spending money. Besides, once a month, of course, I had to pay three and a half, I think, for a commute ticket. Yeah, I commuted by ferry and train every day to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I got down to Oakland, out of $5 a week, I gave mother four and a half, and I kept 50 cents.
Was this by choice, or did your family require
no,
you to return?
No, by choice. The family needed it. There's several small kids younger than I was,
mm-hmm.
and things weren't too good at that time of the
1910s.
Yeah, things weren't too good anyway.
Yeah, but this was well before the Depression era when things were really bad.
Well,
that
was a pretty good depression right then.
Is that right? Did you help your mother take care of the younger kids too when
sure.
you weren't working?
Mm-hmm.
Did that leave much left over for, say, recreation time for yourself? You know.
Recreation time?
Yeah.
Well, what I did for recreation was you buy a commuter ticket. It goes Sundays and all. Well, Sundays you don't go to work, so you work 6 days a week. So on Sunday, I used to cross the bay, go different places in San Francisco just to look around. And I used to go out to the beach and all the different places out in the park and on Sundays.
Golden Gate Park,
perhaps?
Because
you got a ticket, see?
Yeah.
You might just as well use it.
On these trips, did you go with your brothers and sisters?
No, I just went by myself.
By yourself? Did you have any Caucasian friends that you spent a lot
of
time with?
No. If I took a friend with me, then I'd have to put up for their fare, which I didn't have.
Oh.
But if I went by myself, then I didn't have to put on anything.
How about Chinese friends about this time? Have you?
Well, no, I didn't have any close Chinese friends. Uh-huh.
Did you go to San Francisco Chinatown very much?
No.
At all?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
The pastor at the Methodist Church in San Francisco was from the same village as my father was from.
I see.
and we got acquainted with them quite a bit. In fact, it was through them that I met Young.
I see.
They had a daughter about my age, mm-hmm. and she asked me one day if I didn't want to come, if I wouldn't come over to the church and help them with a church bazaar. So, okay, I went, and that's where I met him, mm-hmm. at the church bazaar. So it was very, very...
This was in San Francisco.
Yeah.
The Chinese Methodist Church.
Huh?
This is the Chinese Methodist Church.
Yes, yeah. The one up on, what is it, Washington Street, something like that?
Yeah, I was trying to think of it myself, because I live only two or three blocks from there. Yeah, Washington and Stockton?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like
yeah.
that, yeah. Still there. Well, what's your impression the first time you met Young?
About what?
What was your impression the first time you met Young?
I don't know.
Have been stricken with him?
No, I didn't know anything about it until a long time afterward. Then
we
finally found out who I was.
Oh.
And then I met him.
So, you folks started to go together, or you met him once
Try to get acquainted.
Try to get acquainted.
No big deal.
How did...
you know, at least it wasn't arranged, was it?
Huh?
You know that it wasn't arranged.
Yeah.
Well, after a bit, more or less, it was.
At that time, I guess his family was already down here in San Luis Obispo,
yeah,
Obispo,
I think
right?
they were kind of worried about me because... I guess maybe there was too many boys hanging around.
Around you? Yeah. You're popular, huh?
And I think that they liked him better than I did to begin with.
Of these boys
you
maybe...
know, that's the way it goes.
Were some of these boys maybe Chinese boys hanging around?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, some of the people I worked with, you know.
Uh-huh. What did young folks do, I guess, in that day? I guess, did you go to dances or anything like that?
Did I go to?
Dances?
No.
Young folks?
No.
When they Mm-mm. went out on a date?
No, I was pretty much a loner.
Uh-huh.
I'd go to work and come home, that's about all.
Did you go to the church very often then, regularly?
Not too often.
Not too often, yeah.
Once in a while. It was too much of a hassle to go over there and go to church.
Yeah.
Afterward, my mother started going to the church in Oakland, but that was after I was gone, after I left. But when I was in Berkeley, I got pretty mixed up with Baptists.
Oh, Chinese Baptists or just
plain
Baptists?
No, American Baptists. Mm-hmm. No, there were no Chinese up in there where we were.
Uh-huh.
We were up in Berkeley there, and there were no Chinese around at all.
Uh-huh.
Well, there were some scattered, but not where you met them.
Yeah.
Maybe we can go back to other members of the family. What other lines of work did your brothers go into? Did your brothers continue to go into school and continue in various professions?
Well, they had to go to work. They didn't have time to go to do much of anything, just found a job and went to work.
Did any of the brothers get to college?
Well, the younger brother went for a little while, but it was too hard to try to, you know, go to school and work and all that, so he just quit school and went to work.
I see.
I think my father felt the same way.
Yeah.
He started and quit after about a year. Do you think that any of your brothers or your family, this is a sensitive question, you don't have to answer, but do you think that they encountered any discrimination in jobs?
At those days, there were no discrimination. They were glad to get anybody to work, I think.
I see. What sort of jobs did they get into?
Anything he could find.
Yeah.
Did anything he could find.
Yeah.
Mostly...
Go ahead.
Oh, was it mostly clerical type jobs, or was it working in factories?
Just anything he could find.
Oh.
Yeah.
They didn't have any trouble with the unions, for example.
No, not in those days.
Okay. That's interesting.
I think we should stop here because we've done pretty good, and